আলহামদুলিল্লাহি রাব্বিল আলামিন ওয়া সলাতু ওয়া সালামু আলা সাইয়্যিদিল মুরসালিন আম্মা বা'দ ফাআউযু বিল্লাহি মিনাশ শাইতানির রাজীম বিসমিল্লাহির রহমানির রহিম আসসালাতু ওয়া সালামু আলাইকা ইয়া রাসূলুল্লাহ আসসালাতু ওয়া সালামু আলাইকা ইয়া হাবিবুল্লাহ আসসালাতু ওয়া সালামু আলাইকা ইয়া নবিয়্যুল্লাহ ওয়া আলা আলিকা ওয়া আসহাবিকা ইয়া নূরুল্লাহ রাব্বি ইশরাহ লি সাদরি ويسر لي امري واحلل عقده من لساني يفقهوا قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والاكرام والله عز وجل open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us have mercy on us O the one who is the most honorable the most gracious بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله Sallu alayhi wa alihi. All praises is due to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our provider, our sustainer, our cherisher, the master of all the worlds, the master of the day of judgment, the owner, initiator and creator of everything. Abundance of peace, blessings and choicest salutations be upon the cause and cream of creation. The prophet of rahmah, the intercessor of the ummah, the owner of jannah, habibuna, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. May our souls be sacrificed upon his feet. May peace and blessings be upon his illustrious family and companions, ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, as well as upon the saints of this ummah. We say marhaba and ahlan wa sahlan bikum to all the viewers and listeners of Madinah channel, once again to your family program called The Early Echo. And inshallah azza wa jal, we are hoping to have a very beautiful program. As you know that the source of blessings is to actually listen to the blessings of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to listen to his na'ats and his praises sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we will beautify our program as we do every other day by dhikri Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, by listening to the virtues of reciting Durood-e-Pak inshallah azza wa jal. So our discussion and topic for today are the blessings of the pious saints. Subhanallah. Yes, it is the blessings and the barakah that we receive from the awliya, from the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is going to be a very beautiful program. So in advance, I would request our viewers and listeners of Madinah channel to please stay locked only to Madinah channel. And for those who have just joined us via the Facebook page as well as the YouTube channel, we say marhaba and ahlan wa sahlan to them as well, to our program. So let us, yes, begin and listen to the blessings of reciting durood, as it has been mentioned by Hazrat Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Inna ad-du'a'a mawqufun bayna as-sama'i wal-ardi la yas'adu minhu shay'un hatta tusalliya 'ala nabiyyika sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that undoubtedly dua remains suspended between the earth and the sky, and nothing ascends from it. Nothing of your duas ascends towards the heavens, towards the skies, or towards the doors of acknowledgement. Allahu Akbar. Until when is one's dua suspended between the earth and the sky? He says, Hatta tusalliya ala nabiyyika sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until you recite durood and send salams upon the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our beloved Nabi arwahuna fida sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Isiliye Sayyidi Ala Hazrat farmate hain, garche hai behad kusoor, tum ho afu wa ghafoor. Garche hai behad kusoor, tum ho afu wa ghafoor. تم ہو عفو و غفور بخش بخش دو جرم و خطا تم پہ کروڑوں درود بخش دو جرم و خطا تم پہ کروڑوں درود کام وہ لے لیجئے تم کو
جو راضی کرے کام وہ لے لیجئے، تو کو جو راضی کرے، تو کو جو راضی کرے، تو کو جو راضی کرے، ٹھیک ہو نام رضا تم پہ کروڑوں درود، ٹھیک ہو نام رضا تم پہ کروڑوں درود، کعبے کے بدرود جا تم پہ کروڑوں درود، طیبہ کے شمس و دہا تم پہ کروڑوں درود۔
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم، صلاۃ و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ، وسلم علیک یا سیدی یا نبی اللہ۔ اینڈ دا نعت پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم وچ وی ول بی لسننگ ٹو از، آپ کا نام گر مصیبت میں لیا ہوتا بگڑا ہوا کام بن گیا ہوتا۔ بڑا پیارا کلام ہے۔ آف کورس اف وی ہیڈ ٹیکن دا بلیسڈ اینڈ بلاوڈ نیم آف آؤ بلاوڈ نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ان دا ٹائمز آف ڈیفیکلٹیز، دین جو بگڑا ہوا کام ہے وہ یقیناً بن گیا ہوتا۔ The jobs and the difficulties that we are facing in lives would have come to an end if only we had called out to the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and through his sadqa and wasila our difficulties, our adversities, our problems would have come to an end. And now too, there is no doubt at this moment, there is still time. If we turn towards the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and from the depths of your heart, if you excessively and abundantly recite durood upon the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your supplications, your du'as and your wishes will definitely be fulfilled. To chale ye naate paak sunte hain, and thereafter we will continue with our program. Please do not leave and stay locked only to Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم۔
ہمارا نام مصیبت میں جب لیا ہوگا، ہمارا بگڑا ہوا کام بن گیا ہوگا، ہمارا بگڑا ہوا خوشی آپ کا کہا ہو۔ خوشی آپ کا کہا ہوگا ہمارا بگڑا ہوا کام بن گیا ہوگا خدا پاک کی چاہیں گے اگلے پچھلے خوشی
خدا پاک کی چاہیں گے اگلے پچھلے خوشی خدا پاک کی چاہیں گے اگلے پچھلے خوشی
خدا پاک خوشی ان کی چاہتا ان کی چاہتا ہوگا ہمارا بگڑا ہوا کام بن گیا ہوگا کوئی کہے گا دہائی ہے یا رسول اللہ رسول اللہ کوئی کہے گا دعائیں ہے یا رسول اللہ تو کوئی تھام کے دامن مچل گیا ہوگا تو کوئی تھام کے دامن مچل گیا ہوگا ہمارا بگڑا ہوا کام بن گیا ہوگا
کوئی قریب ترازو کوئی لب کوسے کوئی قریب ترازو کوئی لب
کوئی صراط پہ ان کو پکارتا ہوگا کوئی صراط پہ ان کو پکارتا ہوگا کہیں گے او نبی اذهبوا
فضل مولا سے میں ان کے درد کا بھکاری ہوں فضل مولا سے
حسن فقیر کا جنت میں بستر ہوگا حسن فقیر کا جنت میں بستر ہوگا
سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ کیا بات ہے مدینے کی اللہ اکبر تمہارا نام جب مصیبت میں لیا ہوگا ہمارا بگڑا ہوا کام بن گیا ہوگا سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ بڑا پیارا کلام ہے دیٹ وی ول لسننگ ٹو اینڈ اٹ ہیز بین کمپوز بائی مولانا حسن رضا خان رحمۃ اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ کیا بات ہے مدینے کی What a heart-touching Nati Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the true devotion and connection to the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those people who call out for the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with true devotion and from the depths of their heart, whenever they sought any help from the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they instantly received that help. Hai hai. Allama Sharfuddin Busiri rahmatullahi ta'ala ki zindagi ko jab aap padhenge dekhenge, he was paralyzed, he could not move, and because of his sickness he was bedridden, and in that state he written that beautiful qasida ki aaj sari duniya padhti hai, maulaya salli wa sallim daiman abadan ala habibika khairi khalqi kullihim. Hai hai hai, subhanallah. Bas aankh lagi aur kismat jaag uthi. And in his dream, as his fortune smiled at him, he seen the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who then rubbed and placed his affectionate and beautiful hands upon the body of Allama Sharfuddin Busiri rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, and also presented his beautiful shawl to him in his dream. Ab jab khwab se bedar hue to dekhte hain ki wo jism jo isse qabl isse pehle kaam nahi kar sakta tha, वो अपने हाथ के जरिए से या पैरों के जरिए से कोई भी काम नहीं कर सकते थे. ही कुड नॉट यूज हिज हैंड्स एंड लेग्स. बट नाउ जब सरकार को याद किया तो वो प्रॉब्लम, वो मुसीबत टाल दी गई. इट वॉज देन रिमूव्ड, इट वॉज देन टेकन अवे फ्रॉम हिम. एंड फर्दर मोर एज ए गिफ्ट ही सीन दैट ही हैज द शॉल ऑफ द बिलव्ड ऑफ अल्लाह सुबहानहु व तआला. इज दिस नॉट समथिंग दैट वी नो ऑफ डियर व्यूअर्स एंड लिसनर्स ऑफ मदनी चैनल एंड सोशल मीडिया? यस, ऑल दीज स्टोरीज आर राइट बिफोर अस. It is all about your conviction. It is all about your yaqeen as to how close are you to the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatan wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya Rasulullah wa sallam alayka ya sayyidi ya Nabi Allah. Chale, isi nisbat se aaj hum Allah walo ki baatein sunenge as to what blessings did they possess and have, what blessings have they attained, and because of them attaining these blessings, subhanallah, how they would distribute the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the creation of Allah azza wa jal. Jo unse nisbat kar jata hai, jo unse taalluq rakhta hai, Allahu Akbar, those people who have connection and devotion for the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how those blessings benefit those individuals. We will speak about the friends and the pious mu'mins and Muslims of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to begin off, let us start with a very famous waliya, and my murad is none other than Hazrat Sayyidatuna Rabi'a Basariya rahmatullahi ta'ala alaiha. Sari dunya inhe janti hai, inhe pehchanti hai, subhanallah, and they know well the status and the maqam of this great waliya. But as at a place of for us to take and derive some lessons from her blessed life, as we speak about the awliya and the salihin, that whenever or wherever you speak about the pious predecessors, wherever the dhikr is mentioned, Allah Azza wa Jal's rahmat and mercy descends at that place. Allahu Akbar. In whichever gathering you speak about the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal showers His special rain of mercy upon that gathering. And today's program, we are going to be speaking about few individuals. Let us study and learn their life stories, inshallah Azza wa Jal, which will be very emotional, at the same time motivational for us to also become like them and follow their footsteps. So yes, as I mentioned, we are going to be discussing about Hazrat Sayyidatuna Rabi'a Basariya rahmatullahi ta'ala alaiha. Of course, she was a very devoted worshipper, pious, and Allah Azza wa Jal fearing. She was very, very God fearing. In other words, she had so much of taqwa and piety in her, subhanallah, that she would fast during the days and worship Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the nights excessively. At times it has mentioned that as she is pacing in her house, she would talk to her nafs whenever she would feel sleepy, and she would speak to her own desires and say, "Oh Rabia, you want to go and rest? Since you are tired of worshipping, you are tired and now you are falling asleep, wake up. What are you going to do and sleep? What are you going to gain by sleeping? Worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Worship your Rabb. because you will rest in the grave only. The only place for you to rest is the qabr and not this world. وہ اپنے نفس کو یا اپنے نفس کی تربیت اس طرح سے کرتی تھی that she would kill her sleep deliberately. She would burn her sleep and she would not let herself rest. Allahu Akbar. And she will continue worshipping. In this way, it has been mentioned that for 50 years, she, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayha, never ever used the bed to sleep. She never slept on a comfortable bed to sleep, nor did she ever use a pillow to rest her head for approximately 50 years of her life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability and tawfiq to also adopt piety for her sake. This is few aspects of Hazrat Sayyidatina Rabia Basriya rahmatullahi ta'ala alayha. That's she radiyallahu ta'ala anha would perform intense worship and spiritual exercises. As I mentioned, that she will go to the extent of reforming her nafs, so much so that she would not even take rest, abstain from food. During the hot weather, she would keep fast, remain thirsty, eat less, sleep less. She would not even talk for many, many weeks and months to come. She would not communicate with people. She would be engrossed in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is tarah ki jo ibadat karti thi. Allahu Akbar. Aap zara sochiye to maqam kya hoga? What will be the status of Rabia Basriya rahmatullahi ta'ala alaiha? It can be understood from this one beautiful narration I would like to present here. Ki ek martaba yu hua ki as she was in her home and she was making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a thief came into her house to steal. And since he found nothing, on his way out, she called out to him and said, are you going to go empty-handed? Are you going to return and leave my home without taking anything? The thief was now, he was shocked and astonished as to she knows that I'm in the house. The owner knows that I'm here. And he knew that this is the house of Rabia Basriya, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayha. So he said, well, there was nothing besides a lota. There was nothing else besides a lota, which was used actually to perform wudu, etc. So it was like a jar or a jug, which was kept. And besides that, there was nothing else found in the home. So he said that, besides this, I have found nothing. So what do I take and go? She says, well, if you are a clever thief, then you would not leave this house without taking anything. If you are intelligent, if you are a clever thief, you will definitely take something and go with you. Allahu Akbar. Then she said to him that if you say there's nothing here, then follow what I say. Make wudu with this particular lota. Take water in this jug, in this lota, and perform your wudu and read as I tell you to read salah. Allahu Akbar. The thief is now shocked. He came to steal and take goods. He came for the worldly belongings. And Rabia Basriya rahmatullahi ta'ala alayha is directing him towards wudu and salah. Nonetheless, he performed wudu as she told him to do and he stood for salah. It has been mentioned that as he started his salah and during his salah, the condition of his heart had changed. As he is standing there for salah, Rabia Basriya rahmatullahi ta'ala alayha then lifted her hands and she said, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, O the most merciful Allah Azza wa Jal, my job was to bring him till the musalla. Your rahmat, it's all dependent upon your mercy now to forgive his sins. Elevate his status, erase his guna and change the condition of his heart. Mola wahdahu la sharik. The duty of Rabia, your bandi, was to bring him till the musalla. And this is what I could have done, what was in my capability. And what is in your merciful hands, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, change the condition of this banda. Allahu Akbar. It has been mentioned that he worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much so that he was so delighted by this worship that he continued with his salah right up to the time of Sahri. And as the time of Sahri had come in, she, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayha, heard him making this dua in his ibadat, in his dua and supplication. He is talking to his nafs and he's saying, oh nafs, aren't you ashamed of hiding your sin from the people of the dunya? Yes, you could hide your sin from the people of this world, but when your Rabb and your Creator will seize you on the day of judgment, then won't you be ashamed? Where would you take your face and go? For all these years, you have hid your sins. You have robbed people. You have hurt people. You have caused harm and inconvenience to people. And this is the time for you to repent in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was enjoying his ibadat. Do rakat padhne ke liye aaya tha, sari raat ibadat mein guzar diya. The entire night he remained worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as the morning part had come in, she then asked him, how did you spend your night? He says, well, I have been worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I see a change within myself. I have felt that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven my sins. I feel that now the condition of my heart has changed. I have no inclination towards committing haram deeds anymore. I want to please my Rabb Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Rabia Basriya heard this, she raised her hands and she said, Mola, this thief, he stood in your bargah for one night and you accepted him in your bargah. But Rabia is standing in your court for so many years. Have you accepted her deeds as well, Mola? Have you forgiven Rabia? Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayha. It was immediately heard as she heard from the ears of her heart, oh Rabia, we have accepted him for your sake. And we have granted that person our closeness for your sake. We have accepted him because of you. And we have granted him our closeness also because of you. Allahu Akbar. Rabia Basriya. Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayha. Ye wo shakhsiyat hai. She is that great personality in Islam, dear viewers and the Madani channel, that had performed numerous karamat. The topic right now are the blessings of the awliya and salihin. Ab zara dekhein ki jo chor ek lamhe mein, ek waqt mein, ek raat ke andar yu badal jaye ki aaya tha chori karne ke liye. He came to steal the wealth of the world. But here he is taking the dawlat of iman and faith and the blessings of Quran, the blessings of being closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He came as a thief and he is leaving as a wali. This is indeed through the power of the pious saints of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the greatness of those who are engrossed in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hum Rabia Basriya rahmatullahi ta'ala alaiha se muhabbat karte hain. We have devotion to the friends of Allah azza wa jal. Imagine if we had devotion and love and true connection with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then what would have been our condition as well? Dear viewers on the Madani channel, it is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the closeness of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that changes the critical condition of people. Therefore, it is my earnest appeal to us. Let us follow and obey the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Amir Ahle Sunnat has written in his beautiful poetry,
Muhabbat me apni
محبت
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم صلاۃ و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ وسلم علیک یا سیدی یا نبی اللہ. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability and tawfiq to repent in His bargah. And we always make dua ki Allah azza wa jal in awliya Allah ke sadqe mein hum sab ki behisab bakhshish farmaye. In awliya ke sadqe mein Allah azza wa jal hamari duaon ko apni bargah mein qubool farmaye. Ek raat mein, within one night, the condition of the chor and thief had changed through the blessings of Rabia Basariya rahmatullahi ta'ala alaiha. Zara sochein, chor ban ke aaya, گیا تو ولی بن کے گیا. اللہ اکبر. He came as a thief but he left as a wali, as a devoted Muslim, as a mu'min. Subhanallah, he was blessed with the treasures of faith, with the treasures of repentance and making tawbah. Ek raat mein. Zara sochein, those who have the true love in their hearts for such personalities, definitely they will gain proximity and closeness to the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they will also see a major change in their lives. However, dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel, we are discussing the blessings of the pious saints. Remember, Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Darda radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has mentioned that without doubt the blessed Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam were the awtad. They were the awtad of the earth. And when the succession of the blessed Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam ended, now there are going to be no more Nabis. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam is the seal of prophethood and he is the last Nabi. There is no other Nabi after him. So, dunya mein jo Anbiya ikram aaye hain, they were known as the awtad. And since the succession of the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam have ended, Allah Azza wa Jal made a group of people from the ummah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as their deputies, as their deputy, and they are called Abdal. The Anbiya alayhi wa sallam referring as to Awtad, and this group of special individuals known as Abdal, they are the deputies of these great Anbiya alayhi wa sallam. These pious people were not superior to others because of their abundance of fast, Rosa and their ibadat, but also because of their special qualities which they possess, subhanallah, such as good manners, high level of piety, subhanallah, subhanallah. But rather they were superior, they gained the superiority and the status also because of their high level of piety and taqwa, because of their righteous intentions that they have in their hearts. Allahu Akbar. Their hearts are protected from thinking bad of people. They would not hurt people. They would not cause inconvenience to people. Aside from their fasting and their ibadat, this is one of the qualities of those abdal, that they are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they think good of all Muslims. They have no hatred and jealousy and hasad in their hearts for anybody. Allahu Akbar. Furthermore, Hazrat Abu Darda radiyallahu ta'ala anhu had said that these people are blessed with special patience and forbearance. Allahu Akbar. For the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, humility without weakness, and because of their well-wishing for all Muslims, they have the special quality and therefore they are the special abdal, who are the representatives of the blessed Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam. Allahu Akbar. They have such amazing, unique, outstanding, phenomenal characteristics that grants them and gives them superiority over others. Aside from their ibadat, as I mentioned, they have those qualities which are unique. They don't show off. They don't brag about what they have. They live a simple life. They live a honest life. Without bragging about what they possess, they make shukr to Allah Azza wa Jalla in all circumstances. Furthermore, as he was saying this, he said, they are the group of people whom Allah Azza wa Jalla has chosen for himself, his knowledge and his pleasure. They are 40 siddiqeen, and 30 of them are such personalities whose level of sabr and taqwa is like the level and sabr of taqwa of Hazrat Sayyidina Ibrahim Khalilullah. Allahu Akbar. This is the level of their trust and submission in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that has been compared to the level of trust of Hazrat Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. Furthermore, it goes on to say that they are so great in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal had granted them that ranking and that exaltation, that through their sake, for their sake, Allah Azza wa Jal showers rain from the skies. Subhanallah. Sustenance is brought to the earth or is produced on this earth for their sake. Living beings are protected from different types of calamities and problems because of them. It is because of them, subhanallah, Allah Azza wa Jal showers blessings upon this earth. And the only time one of them would die is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will appoint another person in place of them. Nor do they harm people, nor they are jealous of anybody. Furthermore, they have a special link with their Lord. Neither the windstorm nor the fastest horses can catch up to these individuals. I'm talking about this Abdal. Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that these are that special 40 individuals, and 30 of them are those whose trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is similar to the trust of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. Subhanallah. And then Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu recited this verse of the Holy Quran. This is the fold of Allah. Do you hear? The fold of Allah is successful. Allahu Akbar. Speaking about the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, look, they are simple. The qualities which we learn not from one narration, they are numerous narrations in Sahih al-Bukhari as well as in Muslim, speaking about their humbleness, their simplicity, such as describing their hair, Allahu Akbar, their clothes, the way they carry themselves out. When you study the books of Ahadith, you would learn that the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned that the inhabitants of paradise are the ones who have dusty faces, scattered hair, and wear old and torn clothes. Allahu Akbar. Jannat, paradise will be populated with these individuals. Subhanallah, that they have made sabr in this world. Moving further, the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that they are not paid any attention to in the dunya. If they come to your door to ask for anything, you would not even want to give them anything and you would send them empty-handed. When they give any mashwara, when they give any advices, their advices is not heard. People would judge them because of their looks. When they talk, they are not heard. Their needs create panic in the hearts of people. These are paradise-deserving people, said the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If the noor of any one of them has to be extracted on the day of judgment, it will suffice all those people on Maidan-e-Mahshar. Allahu Akbar. This is the amount of noor and light their faces will have, the radiance that will be emanating from their blessed faces. The noor will be to this extent that if Allah Azza wa Jal had to take off the noor of one person's face from among these people and give it to all those people on the day of judgment, that light and noor and shine will suffice everybody on the day of judgment. In another place it is stated that if many scattered hair people who are kicked out from the homes vow to Allah Azza wa Jal, they take any qasam, an oath by Allah Azza wa Jal, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fulfill their promise in the dunya. Anything impossible they ask for, Allah Azza wa Jal will make that possible. The ulama and the scholars have mentioned that there are two blessings from this we learn. Subhanallah, from the first hadith, Allahu Akbar, that any need they have, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fulfills that need. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept and fulfill that need. To this extent that if they had taken oath by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for anything which is impossible to please them, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will make that action possible for them. And the other way around is also this, that if they had taken oath by Allah Azza wa Jal by saying that you will have a son, or this will work out definitely for you, because they have said that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you that for their sake. Subhanallah. These are the blessings of the awliya and the salihin beyond our imagination, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel. Subhanallah. Let us understand this from another beautiful narration which will give us a better understanding as well. Ki inki wasile se duaein kis tarah se qubool hoti hain? Ye kaun log hain? Who are these great individuals? Look and listen to their blessings. Let us understand this from this aspect as well. Ki Hazrat Sayyiduna Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam was blessed with nubuwwat by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of course, being a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but he did not have any children. When he alayhi salatu wassalam saw the saintly miracle of Hazrat Sayyidatuna Maryam radiyallahu ta'ala anha, that out of season fruits would descend in her mihrab, in her arch. And he would be astonished and he would ask, as to from where have you received these fruits? How have you received this out-seasoned fruits? She would say, this is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Quran speaks about it, subhanallah. When he realized that if Sayyidatuna Maryam radiyallahu ta'ala anha can gain fruits that are non-seasonal, they are out of season fruits that she receives in the arch, in the mihrab of the place where she worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If I make dua here, using the wasila of this very place where Allah's blessings descend, then definitely my du'as and supplications will also be accepted in the form of me also receiving a awlad in a non-season. That is to say that I'm gone so old and my wife is also reached that age where she cannot conceive and give birth to children anymore. So if non-seasonal fruits can come to Maryam radiyallahu ta'ala anha, if I make du'a at this place, at this juncture, at this section, in this mihrab and arch, then definitely my supplications will be accepted. Let's listen to what the Quran says, subhanallah. The Quran says,
فَتَقَبَّلَهَا رَبُّهَا بِقَبُولٍ حَسَنٍ وَأَنْبَتَهَا نَبَاتًا حَسَنًا وَكَفَّلَهَا زَكَرِيَّا كُلَّمَا دَخَلَ عَلَيْهَا زَكَرِيَّا الْمِحْرَابُ وَوَجَدَ عِنْدَهَا رِزْقًا قال يا مريم أنى لك هذا قالت هو من عند الله إن الله يرزق من يشاء بغير حساب.
So her Lord fully accepted her, meaning Maryam radiyallahu ta'ala anha, and gave her an excellent development. That was to say that the fruits would descend in her mihrab. She would be making ibadah to Allah Azza wa Jal, but from the unseen, fruits would come to her. Hazrat Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam realized that she is receiving this from the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because the Quran says, she said to him, I am receiving this by the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He then made a firm intention to make dua at that place. And now what happens when he asks Allah Azza wa Jal, when he supplicate in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, using the arch and the mihrab of Hazrat Sayyidatuna Maryam radiyallahu ta'ala anha, as a source of making dua or wasila, he says, O Allah Azza wa Jal, grant me a child, grant me an offspring as I make dua to you at this place. The Quran says,
هُنَالِكَ دَعَى زَكَرِيَّا رَبَّهُ قَالَ رَبِّ هَبْ لِي مِنْ لَدُنْكَ ذُرِّيَّةً طَيِّبَةً إِنَّكَ سَمِيعُ الدُّعَاءِ.
As he supplicated to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah Azza wa Jal says, it is here where we had accepted the dua of Hazrat Sayyiduna Zakariya alayhi salatu wassalam. Allah Azza wa Jal then blessed him with a child, Allahu Akbar, naming him himself known as Yahya. A child was born, and Allah Azza wa Jal never only gave Hazrat Sayyiduna Zakariya alayhi salatu wassalam a child, rather he gave him such a child that was also the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, blessed him with prophethood as well, subhanallah. And that is to say Hazrat Sayyiduna Yahya alayhi salatu wassalam. From this we also learn that the astana and the place where they worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also a place of receiving barakat and blessings. Ye wo log hai, dear viewers on this Madani channel, ki it is beyond our imagination. Jis gali se ye chal jate hain, jis galiyon se guzarte hain, us galiyon ke khaak mein bhi wo taasir hain ki aapke taqdeer ko badal sakti hai. It can change your life and change the condition you are. Isi liye to, that is why Mulana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullahi ta'ala had spoken about the blessings which is beneath the feet, the dust which is beneath the feet of the awliya and the salihin. Ye jahan baithte hain wo jagah mubarak wala ho jata hai, ye jahan chalte hain wo khaak mubarak ho jata hai. He says,
chashme roshan ابتدا تا انتہا
He says, O people, take the dust or the sand which is beneath the feet of the awliya and apply that in your eyes as surma. Hai, hai, hai. Allahu Akbar. Once you would do this, the condition and the blessings of doing this will be that now you would also be able to see the past and the future through the surma that you apply in your eyes, which is the dust beneath the feet of the awliya. Uski barkat ye hai, uski rahmatein ye hai, ki aapko bhi, you would also be able to see the past and the future. Subhanallah. It is the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says,
Lohe mahfooz ast peshe awliya harj mahfooz ast mahfooz ast khata
Allahu Akbar. These are the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even the sacred tablet, the divine sacred tablet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not concealed from these individuals, which is free from mistakes. Lohe mahfooz, jis mein koi mistake nahi hai, usme koi galati nahi hai. That is not hidden from the sight of the awliya and the saliheen. These are not ordinary people. These are the special friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Join their company. Let us change our ways of understanding things. Up tak hum hamesha, whatever we have made our yardstick of measuring taqwa and piety is the tasbih. It is always the beard. It is the outlook and appearance of a person. Do not judge the person on the way he looks. Taqwa is the name of what's in the heart, dear viewers, under the Madani channel. Taqwa and piety is connected to the heart. It is not connected to the physical appearance of a person. Have you not heard those ahadith and narrations in relation to that the inhabitants of Jannah are ordinary people? Allahu Akbar. In the dunya, they went through difficulties and hardships and they had patience and sabr for their pleasure and for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They do not cause harm to people. If they had to come, you would get irritated and annoyed by them because of their scattered hair or their dusty faces, their tattered and torn clothes, their simple appearance that you would give no value to. But the people that are rejected in the dunya are actually the beloveds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are the close ones to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Never ever underestimate, never ever underestimate the taqwa of a person or the appearance of a person to say, well, he's a simple person. He looks like me. He is like me. Oh, what this person will have? I've got a better vehicle than him. He is walking and going to the masjid. I have a car. Oh, every Jummah I see him as an ordinary person. He's always seen here or seen there. You don't know whose condition is what. Therefore, our responsibility is to respect every Muslim we see. Respect every mu'min that we see, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel. Be kind towards them. Make dua for them. I mean, Ashab-e Kahf are not Nabi. Ashab-e-Kahf, the people of the cave, are not Nabi. But look at their karamat and look at their blessing as well. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed those individuals, those pious saints of Bani Israel in this way, that their miracle has been mentioned in the Holy Quran. Of course, Allah Azza wa Jalla has made this possible, but that place where they are has become Mubarak. The Quran has spoken about that cave. And the people of that cave, the Quran says, وَتَحْسَبُهُمْ أَيْقَاضًا وَهُمْ رُقُودٌ وَنُقَلِّبُهُمْ ذَاتَ الْيَمِينِ وَذَاتَ الشِّمَالِ وَكَلْبُهُمْ بَاسِطٌ ذِرَاعِيهِ بِالْوَصِيدِ Allahu Akbar. The Quran says, and you may think they are awake, whereas they are asleep. And we turn them over the right and to the left. Meaning the Ashab-e Kahf are turning from right to left. They slept for over 309 years to this extent that the nisbat of the awliya Allah is that when the dog joined their company, Allah Azza wa Jal speaks about the position of the dog sitting in such a way, outstretched way at the entrance of the cave with its paws open. Allahu Akbar. The Quran speaks about the dog's position and the sitting of the dog because of joining the company of the pious people. If you and I as insan will join the pious people, won't our Rabb love us as well? Won't we become the beloved in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If a dog can become famous and it become a dog of Jannat, it will enter paradise in the form of Bala'am bin Ba'ura, and Bala'am bin Ba'ura will enter Jahannam in the form of this dog known as Qitmir. If this is the blessings of joining the company, that the name is mentioned in the Quran, the dhikr of the dog is happening in the Holy Quran, and people will speak about this till the day of judgment. This is because it has joined the right company, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, seek and ask wasila through their name. For their sake, Allah azza wa jal will surely accept all your lawful wishes. We have come to the end of today's program. We say marhaba and shukran once again. Until tomorrow, recite abundance of durood upon the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And wherever you are, remember the missionary statement of Da'wat Islami, and that is, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of